You are listening to Your Money with Apostle Dwayne on the Just Truth Network. Your Money with Apostle Dwayne is a weekly broadcast that looks at issues facing the Black community. Join us to get a biblical perspective, detox from misinformation, and ground yourself in truth.
Black America, I believe that you can have it all. Financial success, community stability, an enjoyable life, and more than enough money in the bank, if you know biblical success principles and tactics based on truth. Welcome to Your Money with Apostle Dwayne on the Just Truth Podcast Network. My name is Apostle Dwayne Hughes. Would you believe me if I told you that God cares about making sure that you have enough money? What would you say if I told you that regardless of the amount in your bank account and the bills that you have due, that you have everything you need? You may disagree, but God has some surprising things to say about money. On this show, I'm going to share specific revelation to free you financially and put you into the financial driver's seat in your life. It doesn't matter who you are, where you come from, what you've done, or even where you're at right now. God wants to partner with you and help you in your situation. So why not consider what I have to say in the next 30 minutes? You may hear something that could revolutionize the entire course of your life. You've got nothing to lose, so let's begin. Good morning. Welcome to Your Money with Apostle Dwayne on the Just Truth Podcast Network. I apologize for starting a little late this morning. I had having some technical difficulties with the software. Not an excuse, it's the reality. That being said, got a lot of good information for you today. So today's show is about the hidden powers of life insurance. This is a very important topic, believe it or not. When we talk about money, a lot of times all people think about is how much they earn or how much they spend or how much they can save and how much they can invest and things like that. But there's so many different vehicles for money or managing thereof that a lot of people don't even think about. And for some of the things that we do think about, there's a lot of things that people just don't know. Now, full disclosure, I'm a licensed insurance agent. I'm also a licensed real estate agent in the state of Florida, and I'm licensed for insurance in Florida and Georgia, okay, for the life insurance side. And one of the things that's very important that a lot of people don't understand is the value of insurance. Most of the time, people don't want to talk to insurance people until it's time to prepare for their death. And do you realize that business people and the wealthy talk to insurance people all the time? Most people don't even know that insurance people are a vital partner to help you in planning and sheltering your financial assets. Insurance is one of the biggest, wealthiest businesses in the world. Insurance is a different form of Wall Street. And a lot of people don't even know this about something just as simple as life insurance. Okay. And this is a very important thing for you to understand because life insurance gives you the ability to do some things that nothing else does. Okay. And I'm going to talk to you about that. So please stick around to the full end of this message. Now, I want to also remind you about this book I've got coming out. I know I've been announcing it. It hasn't come out yet. I'm still in the process of writing it. And it turns out it's actually going to be multiple books, but it's called God Wants You in Business for the Kingdom. It's how can God wants to actually partner with you to take you from being the head, the tail to the head. But how are you going to do that if you're just an employee? There's nothing wrong with being an employee. We all need to have work, but there's something wrong if all you ever do is as an employee. You can instantly become the head of your own thing, even if it's just a little small thing. Okay. And so this is something that is very vitally important for you and your next generation after you is to be able to pass down something, whether they want it or not. If they're foolish enough to not appreciate it, that's on them. But you want to make sure that you're giving a handoff to them to get started so that they don't have to start out the way a lot of us did. I know, you know, in the Black community, which is most of the people I'm speaking to, we don't pass down anything. We don't, we start from zero. Our kids start from zero. And if we ever wonder why everyone's always broke, that's it. Okay. And so we need to understand, you know, about a lot of things about business. And that's what this book I've got coming out. God wants you in business for the kingdom, because actually God wants to partner with you. God wants to partner with you and help you be your business partner. The wealthiest, smartest, strongest, most powerful person in the universe wants to be with you in that thing. And so that's what this book is about. It's not just like any other business book. There's a lot of business books out there teach you everything about how to run a business and whatnot. But this is unique in that I'm going to show you and introduce you to, you know, God working with you and how you can partner with him for your success. And so again, that's coming out very soon. And I'll let you know when it's ready. In the meantime, I had my website up a couple weeks ago. I had to take it down, or actually went down, because I was trying to switch to a different provider and the site never worked. And so I actually had to switch back, and it's in the process. Hopefully it'll be up within the next couple of days, and I can tell you that. So you can sign up to pre-order to get a free copy of the book. I'm still going to do that for a short period of time. Okay, so now let's go ahead and get into the message today, the hidden powers of life insurance. Basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover, I think I've got 7 points here for you to know about where life insurance is concerned. The first one most people know about is to prepare for your death. So we're all going to die. Every person is going to die. But there's this thing called life insurance where you can buy a policy. It's a contract between you and an insurance company that X number of dollars will be given to your heirs upon your death. That's just the basics. There's additional things that you could have, like for instance, riders or something like that. And where if it was by accident, it would kick in a multiplier or something like this. But the basic, you at least want to have the basic. And the great thing about it is it's so cheap. It's super inexpensive. If you start early, like let's say when you're in your 20s, you can get a, you know, $500,000 insurance policy for, you know, less than $30 a month, you know, a lot of times. Do you know how long it would take to save up that amount of money? But if something happened and you died, your heirs would immediately get that amount of money. Okay. And this is important because you don't know if you're going to make it past 30. You don't know if you're going to make it past 40. You don't know if you're going to make it past 50. There's a lot of people today that something's going to happen and they're not going to come home. You want to make sure you have something to secure the next generation. Like if you've got small kids, you need enough life insurance to make sure that the house is paid, the food, they've got food, clothing and shelter till they graduate from high school, and money perhaps to go into college or start a business, something like that. You want to set them up so that if they're wise, they can build, that they'll have some place to start from. Right now in the Black community, we have 1/50th of the wealth of our Caucasian counterparts. This one thing, if all of us got adequately life insured, we could close the wealth gap tremendously, just out of the course of something natural happen. We all know we're going to die. That is one of the smartest things you can do, is become adequately insured. We carry car insurance, we carry health insurance. You know, the funny thing about car insurance, there's a lot of people right now who driving around who own a car, and they carry just liability coverage. Carrying only liability insurance coverage on your car is like getting, it's like you go to your job and you get, you buy health insurance for everyone else but yourself. You pay the price for the premiums and everything to insure, to get health insurance for everyone except for yourself. That's what having only liability insurance does. Or let's say you don't, you're not maintaining your insurance, and so your insurance lapses, and then your the bank takes out an insurance policy on that vehicle, and they make you pay it. You're, first of all, you're going to pay more, but then also what you're doing is, if there's a loss, if the car gets totaled or something, they get paid. You don't get any of that, even though you paid the higher payment. So what you have to understand about life insurance is that life insurance is a contract. A guaranteed contract. Insurance is one of the only industries in the world that can, it's the only financial industry that can issue you guarantees. Okay. Now, what I'm telling you, you could easily find or confirm. Okay. So the number one reason is to prepare for your death. All right. Or the number one power, you know, here's number two, it creates an instant inheritance. Like I said, how long would you have to work to save up to have, $500,000 or $1 million? You can get a life insurance policy that basically provides for whatever level of income you were going to make, you know, for years in the future. And really what insurance is doing is you're just insuring your ability to produce. So if you know that you're going to make $100,000, $200,000, $300,000 a year. And when you add, you know, the lifestyle that takes to support, you know, that kind of lifestyle that you might be living or whatnot, you want to make sure that if something happens to you, your family's level doesn't come down. That's something that we're supposed to do as men and women, is to make sure that we can provide so that our spouse doesn't have any trouble if something happens to us. Okay. And so an instant inheritance, you know, is now provided for them for I mean, like small amounts of money. I have one client that I set up with a policy, a $500,000 policy. It was like $400 a month. You know, this is an older gentleman in his 50s. But again, you know, how long would it take at $400 a month to save up $500,000? That's, you know, that's a long time. Whereas with insurance, it's instant. Okay, so instant inheritance. What a lot of people don't understand about insurance, a superpower of insurance is as a savings vehicle. You can save money in your insurance policy. Well, if you've got a whole life policy, there's different types of policies that save money in them, but you can actually use this as a vehicle for saving money. Okay. Now, this is why, another reason why that's important. I got another one I'm going to tell you after this one. Okay. So another ability that you have through life insurance is to protect your investments. When you like certain types of investments, most, if you're in the market, 401k, IRA, stocks, those types of things, they go up and down with the stock market. Whereas if you had, let's say, an annuity, it doesn't. And there's different types of like, let's say you have saved up a lot of money through your 401k or through your IRA or what other investments. And, you know, and you've got a money guy, a money manager guy and whatnot, and they're going to get paid. That money manager, they charge you fees to manage your money. And they charge you those fees, whether the market's going up or down. Whereas you can get some insurance products that, or you can roll those investments into an insurance product that's guaranteed that doesn't go down. Is guaranteed. By law, the insurance is the only ones who can issue you a guarantee. So by the time you're, let's say, you know, when you're young, you're okay with this up and down, because those ups and downs helps it to grow a little quicker. But as you get older and you got a bigger nest egg, 10% on $1 million dropping is a big dip. That's a $100,000 drop. If you only had, you know, $50,000 in there, that's only $5,000. Well, it's not that bad. The market lost 10%. But when you got, you know, $500,000, $300,000, $400,000 or more in there, and you lose 10%, that's a chunk. And so what a lot of people do is they move those into insurance products where it's guaranteed. Okay. Something that you can do. You can actually protect your investment using insurance. Okay. So let's look here. Now, this is one that not a lot of people know about. Your insurance policy can be used as your personal bank. The wealthy use something called infinite banking. More and more people are finding out about this now, but basically, you can take the money, you can borrow from yourself, from your insurance to, you know, like if you got enough money in there, you can borrow to pay a house off or a car or whatever. And then when you pay the money back, like let's say you've got $50,000 saved up in your insurance policy and you want to go, there's a car that you want to buy that's like a $20,000 car. You can borrow that money instead of going to the bank. You can borrow that money from your insurance. And then when you pay the money back with interest, just like you would the bank, guess who you're paying the interest to? You're paying it to yourself. Okay. This is very important. You can not only become your own bank, but you can actually lend money to others. But you got to be careful with that. You know, you got to be careful and know who you're dealing with, but you definitely wouldn't do that without collateral. But the point of the matter is, this is a hidden superpower of insurance, is your ability to become your own personal bank. Okay. So we've talked about those, but I've got a couple more for you. They didn't save on the slides here, but we talk about the savings vehicle. There's something called an IUL that insurance does, or an insurance product called an IUL. And basically it's a long-term investment where you can save in this insurance policy, and it's, you know, it gives you a very high rate of return. And the great thing about it is it participates with the market. When the market goes up, it doesn't go all the way up. Like if the market goes up 10%, you might get like 5%, but when the market goes down, it doesn't do anything. It just stays flat. So you never lose, you know? So there's all kinds of different products that there are in the insurance industry that are guaranteed products that you can't find anywhere else. It's like a hidden superpower that a lot of people don't even know about, but it gives you just one more arrow to put in your quiver for when you're managing your money. Now, the reason I'd like to do this show called Your Money is because as believers, it's very important to God that you manage your resources. You know, the most important resource you have is you. In you, He's invested a certain amount of time. He's invested talents. He's invested energy. He's invested creativity. He's invested insight. And so the last thing that we want is we don't want to be that person that at the end of our life, when the Most High quantifies us, where He says that, you know, you were that wicked servant that took the one talent that you had and buried it. There's so many people in this life who are I don't even want to say that they're just getting by. They don't add anything. You don't want to be that person that doesn't add to this life. I mean, there's certain people who they don't add anything to this life. It's like there was not even a reason for them to have been born. And we don't want that. And if you're that way with your life, how much more so are you going to be with the other stuff? Okay. There's some people in this world who have, you know, they make quite a bit of money, but on the personal and interpersonal side, they're bankrupt. They're morally bankrupt. You know, well, we have to remember one of the first message I did on this show talking about your money is I told you that money's everywhere. And I told you that your money, you have an intrinsic value. You have an intrinsic value that you bring to the places that you go, that you bring to the people that you know. Let me say it this way. If no one valued you for anything you did, you still have a value. You need to know that you have a value, that you have a worth that goes beyond what you do for someone or what they receive from you, things like that. You have an intrinsic value. That intrinsic value, that's that deposit, that's that investment that God made when he made you. He gave you a specific fingerprint. He gave you a specific voice pattern, you know. Your retinas, everything about you is unique. You are an original and you have a value. Okay. And so, you know, you have to own that. If you don't, no one will. If you don't see the value in that, no one will at all. Likewise, that's your person, but then also what you produce. You don't want to, at the end of your life, have nothing left to give to the generations that follow you. You know, I mean, you could. I mean, there's a lot of people who do that, but why? Why go through this life through deal with all the hardship and the strife and everything else that you did and not have done anything or leave anything for those who are coming behind you to maybe, you know, I wouldn't say make their road easy, but at least help. You know, and if you don't have anything left, how are you going to do that? And so these are all of the reasons why I do this particular show is because God wants you to be able to reinvest in your life and in the lives of your family. He wants you to be able to reinvest in your community. He wants you to be able to reinvest in uplifting the places in this world that you have territory. But how are you going to do that if you don't first invest in you? How are you going to do that if you don't first protect you? And that's what, you know, protection, that's one of the reasons why I'm, you know, speaking on this thing about life insurance is because life insurance gives you the ability to at least get a benefit out of you checking out or give a benefit. Now, you don't want to insure yourself for a ton of money and be in a relationship with someone that'll try to kill you because they're your heir. I mean, we have to be smart. I mean, I heard a man say something like that to me once on an appointment. He was like, you know, she ain't going to get rich off of me dying. And he said that right in front of the lady, you know, she should have picked better. But the bottom line is, you know, it's still wise for you to make sure that you provide an inheritance for your children and your grandchildren, as the scripture commands us to do. It says every man is responsible to provide an inheritance for his children and his grandchildren. Life insurance gives you the ability to do that, and it's very, very inexpensive, okay? It's a very inexpensive way for you to do that. There's a downside. Insurance is something that use these tables called actuarial tables. There are people out there, it's a specific type of engineering math, they can actually predict how many people are going to die to a very precise level because they've done it for so long. And so they know that someone who is young has lower odds of dying than someone who's old. That's why the price to get insured when you're young is much less than when you're old. They know also that that person who's young is going to pay in that price longer before they have to pay out a claim. Now, the way the insurance companies see paying a claim is that's a loss, and they always want to mitigate the loss. Okay, that's just the way they do it. And so you have to understand that the time for you to get insurance is now. If you don't have it, get it now. The younger you are, the more you can get for the least amount. That same policy that was $500,000 for the one gentleman I was telling you about, for, you know, who's in his 50s, for a $500,000 policy was like almost $500 a month. You know, I did another quote for a younger person in their 20s, and it was only like 20 something dollars, $30 a month for almost the exact same coverage. Okay. And so this is something you want to take advantage of when you're young. Also, the time value of money. When you invest at a younger age, you can put aside smaller amounts of money. And as you age, you know, we lose the ability to function. You lose the ability to climb and run and a lot of things, you know, a lot because of our sedentary lifestyles. We don't really have a hard life, a lot of us, and we don't work out. And as you get older, you just lose the ability to do certain things. And one of them is work. You know, if you get to the point where you can't work, how are you going to provide for yourself in your future? And so that's why when you're younger, that's the time for your younger you to set aside money for older you. That's all that it is. That's you not having to depend on handouts and other people when you get older. Now, there's something I forgot to mention. Depending on the type of life insurance, you can have something called living benefits. Living benefits are things that kick in. Like, let's say you have an event where you get a terminal illness, where it'll accelerate you receiving the benefit out of that insurance. You might get, you know, 50% to 100% of what your policy value is, the face value is, you know, on a terminal cancer diagnosis. That, why is that important? That so that way you can help, you know, take care of your life and prepare things, or you may even go into remission. You might, but the last thing you want to do is be worrying about dealing with a terminal illness and paying your bills when you can't work and going through chemo, things like that. These living benefits help provide for you while you're going through that, so that you're not having to burden other people. You know, it's really the opportunity for you to make sure that you don't have to ever depend on anybody. You know, so there's all kinds of things to understand, but we need to, as a people, as Black Americans, we have to begin to get insurance. Insurance is a game changer for us, and it wouldn't take long for us to actually be in a much better position financially, especially the following generations, if we all got insured. Okay, so that's the hidden powers of insurance with Apostle Dwayne on Your Money with Apostle Dwayne. And then next week, I'm wrapping up for now. And then tomorrow I'll be back for Just Truth at 7:30 and Bible study at 8. See you then.
Thank you again for tuning into Your Money with Apostle Dwayne. We hope that these messages are ministering to you and empowering you to make a difference in your life. Please don't forget to subscribe to our RSS feed so that you never miss a new episode, and don't forget to tell your family and friends. Have a great day.